Yeah, well, Peter, by now it has become every 3 days drama in Ethiopia, accusing Eritrea. And you wonder, maybe one day they will accuse Eritrea if their kids or children fail to pass their exams. Having said that, I think this recent accusation has two objectives or targets. Number one is, I can call it a tone of mourning, meaning after the failure of the so-called sanction against Eritrea by all standards, which the Ethiopian government was expecting it with full enthusiasm. The tone of frustration is coming out now from the Ethiopian regime when it understands that the so-called sanction has the drama and the plot has failed, and this is why that government is uttering a tone of mourning or a tone of mourning. The second point is to divert the attention of the Ethiopian people in this election time by trying to create an illusion of a terror and external threats against the people. In fact, the Ethiopian people are now telling openly that this drama of election is it has said loud and clear that already the drama has come to an end and the curtain has closed before it's opened, the curtain of the drama. So everybody knows what's going on, but the Ethiopian regime has a habit of terrorizing people and creating a ghost enemy, so that when the people oppose this drama of election, they would be intimidated as terrorists. That's the main point of this statement.
Minister Abdi, this is not the first time that Ethiopia has made such suggestions. My question to you is Eritrea arming opposition groups in Ethiopia to disrupt the upcoming May elections in Ethiopia?
This is not our political culture. This is not our political psychology. We, to the contrary, have fought and will fight for stabilization and inclusive Ethiopia. That was why we supported the incumbent regime, hoping that they will work for the betterment of Ethiopia, for a united and inclusive Ethiopia. But unfortunately, that group turned to be a family regime. And we believe those who are confident and those who are capable of handling their own situation would not work to weaken their neighbors. With that understanding, we are always supporting the Ethiopian people to have a stabilized and inclusive Ethiopia, which have a positive correlation with the stabilization and peace of the region. And one of these countries in this region is, of course, Eritrea.
Will there ever be cordial relations with the Addis Ababa government after all these tensions that have existed for so long?
I mean, this is very natural. We are blessed to be neighbors. And we have to be. The only obstruction between these two people is the minority regime in Ethiopia, which is killing, terrorizing its own people. Look at Ogaden, look at Somalia, look at Oromo, look at Amhara, look at even Tigray, its own backyard. It's terrorizing all the people. That's why you have all these oppositions from west to east, north to south of Ethiopia. So the only problem is this regime. And as you know, it's occupying our sovereign territory. It's refusing to accept the rule of law. It refuses to accept the verdict of 2002. If and when this regime is ready to abide by law, I mean, the sky is the limit.
This is not the first time that a country is accusing Eritrea. Last time, Djibouti's foreign minister said in neighboring Kenya that Eritrea is trying to fight everybody and that Eritrea is trying to destabilize the entire region. What is your reaction to that?
A very simple, logical questions. What did Eritrea do? When? Where are the evidence? Where are the accusations which were coming time and again from different sources? Who is the owner? Who is the author of these accusations? Why could not they find any evidence? Why are now telling us that they could not find any evidence? Why is Eritrea being blamed for nothing that it did? Where is the evidence? Who is saying that? Why is he saying that? Who is the real power behind these accusations? Who is the author? I mean, people should ask simple logic questions, not just to repeat what others have said. We don't want to go to a public relations acrimony. That's not our culture. We would not run after each statement which comes from different corners. We want to focus on the main central source. Where is these accusations coming from? Do the people who are talking about this know where it's coming from? Do the media know who is the real author of these accusations? These are the questions that people have to ask.